I could choose anything to be, I'd only wanna be.
just listening to CJSF 9.1 FM. Some, I don't know exactly what to call that, but that was Spank Williams doing, he's all over the place. The band, it's pretty out there. If you're, it's pretty out there. Mixed bag with Spank, you never know what you're gonna get. If you want to see what you'll get, you can go to Hollywood Theater in the West End Friday night with Slightest Clue and Kid in PJs. Again, the Hollywood Theater. Yeah. I've seen him play a couple times, so you're really getting quite a show, if I do say so. Or that was Kiltro with Cuchito, which is a play on Cuchito. We work for father, grandpa, etc. And you can see them play over at the Fox Cabaret Friday night, 7 p.m. door time for that one there. Yeah, I kind of like that. Kind of Latin-flavored. Kind of psych rock. That was pretty cool. I liked it. Also in the mix, you heard the Shivas with If I Could Choose off their Feel So Good, Feel So Bad record. They're playing over at Green Auto Friday night with Holland and Clay Oren. Door time 7 p.m. or 7:30. I don't know. Just get there before 8. At 1822 Pandora Street, Green Auto. So yeah, check it out. And Slow Side at the top of that set, you heard them play Where's My Lighter? Which is a question I think we all ask ourselves every now and then. They're playing with Laverne, Buddy, and Worrywart at Redgate Friday night, 6th, to be specific, because in case you didn't know, that'd be a pretty cool show. Pretty cool people. You got options this week. And yeah, that was that set. Let's get myself. Make sure I don't forget things here. So that was some of that. I'll move on a little bit here to Saturday, dear listener. So starting us off today for Saturday over is the pre-waste for Waste 2024. Many, many years of wasting music waste. So right on, the spirit is still alive, a spirit with music waste, harboring and fostering new music in the community here in Vancouver. On deck, for the pre-waste show Saturday at the Redgate, you have Freak Dream, Muskrat Meadows, Doozy, and Gilf, along with New Meds. So, mixed bag, you see a lot of things and a lot of friends and a lot of faces, so a lot of music, too, if you could see music. I'm sure someone can. It's called the Visualizer, Durr. And, yeah, check it out. It's at the Redgate. Okay, be there. Green Auto, back when back there, we got Mary, Hillsborough, and La Lune. Doing an EP, that'll be pretty exciting. Good for them. Congrats on the EP, La Lune. 8 p.m. door time for that one at Green Auto. So, pretty cool. The Cobalt has Love Affair. I don't know this, but I guess. I hate this keyboard. Clavier en français. Oh, going back to New West here. We see you next Tuesday. Haha, very funny. With Squids, with a Z, Bad Blood, and Narnars doing the thing. So it's going to be a pretty beefy night. Beefy music from beefy people. Or maybe even the tenders, people that you know. Be there. Find out. And, I don't know, examine people's physique for whatever reason that you see fit. Let's go out. You know, which way is the beach? That way, baby. Okay. And also in the mix, we have Iniko coming in from Mars, United. I'm sure that's a town, but which province, which state rather is in, I'm not sure. They are playing over at, I had it here, it was really cool. Where is it? Oh yeah, they're playing at the Pearl in the Granville Strip with Mayada doing the thing as well with them. So we'll hear some music from them. I think I need some music to slow down too, and I think that this will do the trick. Iniko doing the thing from at the Pearl on the Granville Strip. Also in the mix, coming up, we have O, or Zero, with parentheses on both ends. I'm not exactly how you pronounce that, but we'll hear some music from them, also taking us down a chiller place. They're coming in from, I have no idea where, but we'll find out. And yeah, we'll have a track from them called The Beat Goes On in this next set. And yeah, I'm going to get started. We're going to start with some music from Doozy. This is off the Music Waste comp from last year. This is Planet Doozy. Cell phone recordings.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard some music from Iniko. That was their track Motion, coming in from the States here. They're playing up here at Fortune Sound Club. No, sorry. They're playing at the Pearl Saturday night. Mayada. That's 6 o'clock for that one. Before that, you heard with parentheses. Maybe you know it as The Sun. Not exactly sure. But let's go with that. They're playing at Fortune Sound Club on Saturday, 7 p.m. Still pretty cool. Also in that set, you heard some music from Doozy. They're playing the Music Waste Pre-Waste show over at Red Gate Saturday night with Freak Genius, Muskrat Meadows, Doozy, New Meds, and Gilf. I'm going to give you one more track to listen to today, and then I'm going to call it real quick. At Red Gate, featuring Evelyn Gray, who we're going to play with Rougarou, The Crow, Nish Bay, and No One Special, who I've been calling Number One Special all this time, and I never really quite realized. So, good one. That's the Red Gate, 7 o'clock. Be there. And over at Green Auto, they have a karaoke and clothing swap. They have Goats and Me, or H-I-N-I, with Riff Cell all doing the thing here. And I'm going to get you out of here on some music from Evelyn Gray. I think I played them a little while ago. I'm going to go hit it again. This is Run. This is at Red Gate Sunday night. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A well-insulated, airtight thermos or cooler can keep your coffee warm or your water cold all day. So-called passive are not all that different. Like a thermos, they're designed to keep heat from entering or escaping. So their design focuses on what's called a building's envelope, the walls, windows, roof, and foundation that separate the inside from the outside elements.
Good insulation, making a building airtight. We also want windows that can keep out the solar radiation limits and bring it in cold climates.
Katrine Klingenberg is co-founder of Passive House Institute US, The nonprofit certifies passive homes and trains people to design and build them. During the winter, very little warmth escapes from these ultra-efficient buildings. And in summer, very little heat seeps in. So passive houses use up to 90% less energy for heating and cooling homes.
Most people have a giant furnace in their houses because the envelope is leaky and not well insulated. So they need a lot of energy to make up for that heat loss.
By cutting back at home's energy use, passive houses help limit the carbon pollution created by buildings. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Hello out there in Radio Land. You're now listening to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and bringing you the top 15 top charting albums from across genres and across the country for your listening pleasure. But we've even got a bonus track at number 16 this week. We're going to start things off with Hot Garbage's Lowering from Precious Dream. Breeze at number 15 this week from their EP Sour Grapes. We'll listen to You've Decided. And a brand new entry to the charts this week from alternative folk musician from Prince George, British Columbia. Her name is Genevieve Jade, and the album is called Why Am I Like This? We'll listen to Somewhere in Between from it, followed by another new entry to the charts this week from the Vancouver-based singer, songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist